Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of hamburgers?
Cheeseburgers.
No. Where'd you get them? McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, where?
Big Kahuna Burger.
Big Kahuna Burger? That's that Hawaiian burger joint. I hear they got some tasty burgers. I ain't never had one myself. How are they?
They're good.
You mind if I try one of yours? This is a tasty burger. I do love the taste of a good burger.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, your West Texas sports voice.
Well, good morning, West Texans. Hello, you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We'll turn morning into afternoon, take you to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. You guys listen in on ESPN 960 San Angelo and here in the breezy Hubaplex, Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. Many things going on today. You could be texting in right now, 806-855-3712. Another national championship in the bag for UConn last night and puts it in the rearview mirror. We focus now completely on baseball and golf and getting ready for some spring football. We do have a fun question of the day for you that I think you're going to like regarding the Masters. And then it is Two Word Tuesday. We give you a topic. You give us two words to describe it. It may have something to do with Texas Tech basketball. All of that plus anything else that's on your mind. 806-855-3712. If you're listening on the app, we appreciate it. Thanks. If you're not, you can do it. You can download it, kkm.com, and then turn on the notifications. Follow the station on Twitter at Talk1039. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. We come back in the evening with a daily broadcast, and you can catch what we do and other original content on our website, theraiderland.com. But we'll be back tonight around 6:30-ish, see what is happening, give you some live updates on a little baseball, too, maybe. He is Rob Bro, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos, king of hat of the day. He pulses the people. Find him on Twitter at Rob Bro Show. He's also host of the Rob Bro Show, Monday through Friday, Talk 103.9 FM from 1 to 2. And the hat of the day today is some serious, serious hat game. I believe you were gifted this while you guys at the Gambling Gauchos were trying to figure out who to root for in the NCAA tournament, and Iowa State fans stepped up on the cap.
Yeah, it's a sweet hat.
Solid red, and then it's got kind of this white badge on the front with a lounging bird on the Iowa State signage, but the bird appears to be quaffing a brew. Where is the Raider red version of this hat?
Yeah, we need it.
I demand that Sideline Provisions or somebody steps up and creates this hat with Raider Red lounging, drinking a cold mug of beer. Let's make that happen. All right, so here we are. We're just sitting around waiting for the wind to blow us away today. I think that's can. This is one of the days where I really wish the meteorologist would be more wrong. That I don't want you to be right. I don't want to hear about how good you are and what your percentage of nailing the forecast is. Please be wrong today, because when I see gust up to 70, that's just ridiculous. That's what, isn't that like hurricane force wind at 70? Isn't that like a category uno something or another?
Yeah, I don't know what the threshold is there. It's got to be close, though.
It can't be much higher. So that's what we're looking forward to today. So between now and then, we'll have some fun. The two-word Tuesday topic. Right out of the headlines, the Grant McCaslin press conference, which really I think could have been conducted by Norris Odiasi, and everybody would have been like, okay, that's cool. Again, can we get Norris to just run all the press conferences? No offense. I'm not trying to take anything away from Kirby Hokut and Dr. Skouvenek. He can introduce them. They can say whatever, but Norris Odiasi, face of the program, please. Two Word Tuesday, the topic is Grant McCaslin, your new basketball coach. Give us two words to describe so far what you've learned, what you've seen, what you've liked, and then you can continue. Always on Two Word Tuesday, it's the headline. Then you can write the story. And we asked, you know, today, and we talked yesterday about what you wanted to hear. Thought it was really on point. I thought, I can't imagine, well, when was the last time you had a coach introductory press conference where you walked in and said, oh, this guy's not good? Well, some people would say Matt Wells, but you know, that's a different deal. You hardly ever have that. I thought the right notes were struck, the right things were said. I mean, sounded good to me, and there was Nordis Odiasi.
Yeah, and we had the wife joke.
Yeah.
Texas Tech wife joke. Kirby made that one.
Mandatory wife joke.
He closed with the, well, his wife's a Red Raider. He knows how to recruit. He's his wife's a Red Raider. Whatever.
Yeah.
He closed with the, we're having this press conference on Monday because I want to be playing on this Monday very soon, which I said was going to be a direct quote.
Yeah, you nailed that one 100%. Everything that was said, I thought was on point. So, two words to describe your new coach, Grant McCaslin, 806-855-3712. It is Masters Week. Hopefully, Jim Nance is getting a little rest after last night. By the way, how many people stayed up? Maybe you don't normally stay up to the end of the broadcast just to see how he was going to sign off. I did, and congratulations, CBS, on having horrible audio NAT sound way too high and making it very difficult to hear what Jim Nance was actually saying in the moment.
Yeah,
horrible production values by CBS Sports on that.
They didn't plan that or give him a moment.
Nah.
He took one, but
yeah.
They didn't give it to him.
No, and I don't know if he wanted it that way or what, but I thought, you know, for something like that, hey, at least make the audio audible a little bit. So it's Masters week, feels like weeks. He will go there. Today, Tuesdays, we're always talking food. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing I ever ate. Today, it is your Masters Champion Dinner Menu. You win the Masters, and you get to have the Champions Dinner, and you get to create the menu. And they've been very interesting over the last 25, 30, 35 years, however long the kind of the tradition has been going on with this deal. So today, I want you to build your dinner menu and give it to us. You can get a couple of appetizers. Usually they have a couple of things to choose from on the main course when they have their dinner or a first course. Like, what was this? This was Dustin Johnson. The appetizers, pigs in a blanket, lobster and corn fritters, first course, house salad or Caesar, family style sides, mashed taters and spring vegetables, main course, filet mignon, and miso marinated sea bass. For dessert, peach cobbler, apple pie, vanilla ice cream. It sounds about as exciting as Dustin Johnson, right? Not a whole lot about that really got me fired up. But you get the idea. What would your menu reflect? Would it reflect being a Texan, being from West Texas? Would it be your, obviously it should be some of your favorite foods and meals. And as I understand it, Rob, they prepare everything there at Augusta National. That they don't go out and like say you want, you know, sliders from wherever. They don't go get the sliders from wherever. They make, you know, high level sliders or whatever it is. So what would your menu be if you are organizing the Masters Champion Dinner? Texters on the text line today. Isn't Norris the same guy that wanted the last guy? I think he was on board with the hire, if I remember right. I think so. I don't remember him campaigning for Mark Adams. Maybe he did, and I don't remember it.
And then Mark Adams changed.
Yeah.
How many times do we have to say this?
Because people don't pay attention. People haven't been paying attention.
Mark Adams, with his head on his shoulders, went to the Sweet 16. Mark Adams is a good coach who got distracted last year.
And it cost him his job.
There were distractions.
And all
the
of
players
that,
had distractions.
Yeah, both
the coaches
can be
had
true.
Distractions.
Both things can be true. Nordis Odiasi could have wanted Mark Adams initially, and then Nordis Odiasi could have changed his mind. I don't know. How many people... This is going to sound really noblesse oblige.
Nordis didn't fire him.
Yeah, he got himself fired. But I'm saying, if you've ever been in a position where you had to hire people... And at first, you hire this guy, and he's a great employee, and then he changes. You get rid of him. You weren't wrong in the beginning. Things changed dramatically, some might say. So, yeah, I trust Nordis Odiasi. I do. 806-855-3712. Two-word Tuesday, Grant McCaslin. Give us your Masters Champions dinner menu. Get a couple of appetizers. If you want, you can kind of have two main courses, first course, second course, whatever you want. Desserts, beverages. What kind of beverages would we be having if we were doing the Masters? They would be bringing in some Shinerbach. We would not have the domestic and or import beer that is served on the grounds of Augusta National. No, we're bringing in some Shinerbach on that deal. And then there is Texas Tech baseball coming up tonight against ACU. And against that backdrop, Rob, there was a great text to your show in the back half of the show yesterday that I heard you guys talk about. And I really want to extend on it because I think it's a great topic. And here's what the texter said. What are ways of becoming a better fan of baseball and watching a 3 to 5 hour game in college level? So much waiting around in gaps of innings, pitching changes, injury breaks, reviewing so many plays. They were obviously at the Sunday game probably. Compared to football and basketball, it's a sport that requires knowledge of the game but continues to lose fans. What can improve it? Now, I think the question is here in general is specifically to college baseball. At least that's the way I perceived it, Rob. And I thought you nailed it. One of the first things that needs to change about college baseball is the replay system in place, how it is utilized, when it is utilized, how many times it is utilized, that over the last several years has helped grind college baseball down to a snail's pace, even with the pitch clock, even with some of the other rule changes that they have had. I think you hit it on the head yesterday. But I'm curious for the other fans out there, your thoughts on college baseball specifically to improve the game. What do you do? We're watching Major League Baseball shave almost 30 minutes, about 25 minutes, 27 minutes right now off of game time year over year. That's massive. It's truly massive. And now it's getting some blowback, by the way, from some former players and interesting stories on that. But specifically on college baseball, if you got some thoughts on that, I want to hear it today on what do you think it needs to be improved. And when we come back, I'll give you one of my theories on this discussion and why it probably doesn't matter at all. 806-855-3712 to get in. Give us your Masters Champion dinner menu. Two-word Tuesday, Grant McCaslin. Give us two words to describe your new head coach as a headline, and then you can give us more. We can talk baseball today. If it's on your mind, it's on this show. 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:20. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Just getting underway here in the Arctic Air Studios. Going to 1 o'clock on ESPN 960. Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Rob Bro Show after that. Best thing I ever ate. Hat Tip Cooking Channel. Great show. Always food on Tuesdays. Give us your Masters Champions dinner menu. What would you have on there if you were creating the menu as a reigning champion, I should say, at Augusta National? Two Word Tuesday, we give you the topic. You give us two words to describe it. It's Grant McCaslin today, introduced formally or informally, however you want to say it, there at Texas Tech yesterday. And we're improving college baseball. Good text late in the show yesterday on the Rob Bro Show that I thought was worthy of even more discussion. If it's on your mind, you hit us on the text line, 806-855-3712. Robert says, Coach McCaslin mentioned Borger in his speech. It's the first time that Borger has been mentioned in a speech. That is not true. I've heard Gerald Myers reference growing up in Borger in a speech before. Also, is that a millennial asking the question about baseball? I don't know. But it's, you know, and it probably doesn't really matter, but maybe it does. Because here's my theory on baseball fans. And we have watched Major League Baseball in particular try to chase that elusive common fan or whatever it is, the person that they think they aren't getting to watch baseball because X, Y, and Z. Game's too long. There's not enough action. There's too much action in the game's too long. I don't, and Rob, this is purely anecdotal, but I don't know of very many people at all who became baseball fans in their adulthood that all of a sudden at age 25 or 30 that they started getting into baseball. Although I used to jokingly say Major League Baseball's slogan should be, When you turn 45, we'll be here for you. But
yeah, I didn't watch it until I got to college.
At all? Not a baseball fan at all? Or
some. We went live to games. But I wasn't sitting around watching baseball 20, 30, 40 games a year. I just went live and enjoyed it.
Right.
We weren't too much watching on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I got to college, I was watching every game on TV for a while.
But you would have considered yourself growing up, though, a baseball fan, just not one who sat in front of the TV every day. I mean, you knew the game. You liked the game. I'm talking about people who just come to the game cold. Maybe never played Little League. Maybe never, you know, watched it growing up. Have no concept. Because one of the things the texter referred to is you've got to know, you got to know the rules. It does come in handy. Although, I mean, when I watch basketball games and football games, there's a lot of people who don't seem to know the rules there, and it doesn't stop them from enjoying it and making it great cases. But for one thing, I don't think a lot of adults just pick up baseball one day. But when we get to college baseball, and we're asking you today, what do you think are things that could be done to help college baseball? Some of the things can be done by rule. What was it, Rob? You said coaches get two challenges on replay?
Something like that.
No umpire-initiated replay.
That's for sure.
You know, take that out of the game, and that would help somewhat. You don't really have huge in-between inning breaks in college baseball.
Right.
One of the things that would help, but it's not going to happen for the most part because of the talent level, and I'm not knocking the talent level, but you just got a lot of you end up in college baseball getting a lot of runs scored and a lot of pitching changes. That in Major League Baseball, that 3-2 game the other night that the Rangers played, you know, a 4-3 game, even a 6-3 game, and particularly with the pitch clock now and some of the change, but those games are played without quite as many pitching changes. But that was something Major League Baseball tried to address a couple of years ago when they did the mandatory, you can't just bring in a guy for one batter, and you had to face a certain amount of batters that they were trying to eliminate. That's just something you can't do in college. You're not going to be able to change that aspect of it. So then I think the only thing you can really do, if we're talking length of the game, of making it better, is eliminating a lot of the replay. And I would get rid of it completely. Because again, not every stadium has the same amount of technology. Not every place has the same level of replay equipment. I'm sure there are some that don't have any.
Yeah.
Don't get me to lying. I don't know that Abilene Christian, where do they play? Is that Crutcher Field? I can't ever remember their home diamond. I think it's Crutcher Field. I hadn't been there in a million years. So maybe they do have a big video board and they're running lots of stuff. But I imagine there are a lot of places that don't. And maybe they only have one or two cameras.
But because I thought of this after the show yesterday. When we were at TCU for the football game, they like brought up what the officials were watching. They showed 17 it. Or 20. Yeah. They would go back. Now, this is not baseball. This is football. But at the Jones, they don't show the replays like that. They might show one or two.
So that seems to be that it's not a conference rule.
It doesn't seem like it. Because TCU, they were zooming in. It was like broadcast level review on the video board during the play at the game. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Because I know you were sitting there a couple of times there at Danlaw Field this past weekend.
We had no idea what was going on.
Asking people on Twitter
like
what's happening here.
Harrelson was safe, in our opinion, because he got through the bag first. Come to find out, he missed the bag.
Yeah.
He didn't touch home plate.
Which, had they shown that replay there at the stadium, everybody would have been, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he missed it.
And it almost creates a negative atmosphere at some point because you think you're getting screwed.
Yes.
The official's right. The umpire's right.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, you get a run taken off the board, and the crowd is hot, and you hate Sarlos more.
Well, and that's part of the problem. You know, in Major League Baseball, the home plate umpire is mic'd.
Right.
So after a review, after a ruling, you know, he can give it a little, you know, a little spiel, blah, 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 that boom. You know, it's not quite as long as an NFL referee, but at least there is that acknowledgement to the crowd and everybody else of what transpired. And again, that's a technology thing that not every school probably has the ability to put a mic on an umpire. And a lot of umpires probably don't even want that responsibility in a college game or otherwise, because you might just find out how a high-pitched voice they have and, you know, how whiny they sound. And we can't have umpires sounding whiny with high-pitched voices. But I am intrigued, though, by the texter asking that question. I did want to hit on that a little bit early on today, that I think for college baseball, you're, other than a few things, you're kind of priced in. And when it comes to learning the game, the only way to learn, the best way to learn the game is to listen to a lot of radio and watch on TV a lot. Or go to the game with a very erudite baseball fan, sit next to a smart baseball fan, and ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
A guy I know here within the last week, what does runners in scoring position mean? And I'm not picking on the guy. He's not a baseball guy. And he hears the term, you know, Texas Tech, you know, doing really bad runners in scoring position. Okay, that's something that as a baseball guy, you and I just go automatically know what that is.
Right.
So he was like, well, why is the guy in first in scoring position? If they hit a home run, he scores.
Right.
If they hit a triple, he scores. Why isn't he in scoring position? Well, because. Because we call it on second and third, and that's why we do. Well, why? What about the guy at the plate's in scoring position? You know.
Technically.
Non-baseball
Gavin Cash
guy.
Is.
Gavin Cash all the time is in
Gavin
scoring
Cash
position.
Gavin Cash is in scoring position from the plate.
But I would say to that texture, listen, you know, go to a game with somebody and literally have a smart baseball guy tell you pitch by pitch what's taking place and why. The game within the game. The defensive alignments. Why is the shortstop there? Why is the third baseman over by the bag here? Why is the first baseman not holding a runner on? Why is he holding a runner on? What's taking place here? Why did they bunt? Why did that guy not even try to hit the ball? Find you a good baseball person and sit by them. All right, jam up the text line. Two-word Tuesday, Grant McCaslin. Give us two words to describe Tech's new head coach. Also, your Masters Champions dinner menu. What would be on it? A couple of appetizers, main course, desserts. What are you going to serve when you win the Masters? Be creative, have some fun. It's on your mind. We want to hear from you today. 806-855-3712. Bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking it to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Got you in San Angelo on ESPN 960. In Lubbock, it's Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. You guys hit us on the text line 806-855-3712. Two-word topic today is new Texas Tech basketball coach Grant McCaslin. Sum up your thoughts on him using two words. It's like a headline. Then you can add maybe stuff you saw yesterday, liked, anything along that line. And also, you can create your own Masters Champions dinner menu. If you win the Masters, you get to plan the menu for the next year's Champions dinner. What would be on your menu? Appetizers, desserts, main course. What are you doing? What are you serving right there? And, of course, Texas Tech baseball back in action tonight against ACU. There may be a few wind-aided fly balls find their way out of Danlaw Field tonight. It is just looking like it's going to be one of those nights where you don't. Nobody wants to be there, all right? I'm telling you that. Nobody wants to be there. But you're in a bit of a pickle on this thing because you play Thursday, Friday, Saturday this weekend with it being Easter. So it's not like maybe a normal weekend where you could look at the weather and say, let's do this tomorrow. You guys don't even get on the bus and come up here today. And they may not be able to make it here on the bus, fighting the crosswinds from Abilene. I don't know if they'll have to fill up three times probably fighting the wind to get here. But if it were any other week, you could have moved this game to tomorrow and not compromise your pitching going into Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But it's tonight or not, so they'll play, and it'll be disgusting out there.
I believe it's also Bark in the Park.
Oh, why would it not be? So off that bandwagon.
I think I'll skip this one.
Hey, it's feral cat night here at the law. Just if you find a cat along the road, bring him in, and you get in free tonight with all feral cats.
Yeah,
that's right. And be sure to get the ones with the gunked up eyes that need some sort of treatment. Bring them on in, kids.
I wouldn't skip just because it's Bark in the Park, but Bark in the Park and the 70 mile an hour.
That's the clincher right there.
Also, I'm not telling people not to go. Absolutely go to the game. It'll still be a fun time, and you might see 40 runs total.
Yeah. Let's do that right now. What do you think? How many runs do you think takes to win?
15.
I'm with you. I think you might need 15 to win tonight.
What would you be comfortable betting the under on? 27 and a half. Like in all honesty, 27
seriously,
and a half.
That right around there is where I would be. I might have to go 28 and a half. Maybe 29 and a half if you want me to take the under. Because there will be routine fly balls today maybe. That will disappear.
Oh yeah.
The Masters Club dinner, Jordan Spieth, a few years ago, 2016. Local green salad, heirloom tomatoes, cucumbers, shaved red onions, balsamic vinaigrette, corn muffins. Then it was on to the authentic Texas barbecue. What is that? You can't have authentic Texas barbecue in Georgia. They had to fly it in from Lockhart or Austin or something.
Yeah.
Beef brisket, smoked half chicken, pork ribs, barbecue baked beans, bacon and chive potato salad, sauteed spring beans, grilled zucchini, roasted yeller squash. And then for dessert, it was the warm chocolate chip cookie with vanilla ice cream.
Nice.
Sadly, some of these menus are not pulling up on the one I'm trying to see. So, yeah, you can give us your menu today. Appetizer. Stuffed poppers, Rojino barbecue, we're flying that in, right?
Yeah, Texas Twinkies.
Yeah, we're flying that in. I mean, that's a meal, but that's an appetizer. So I'd want stuffed jalapeno poppers, stuffed peppers.
They've got brisket in there.
Yeah, so you're knocking out a few things on that. Also, I think we just need, because we can add some things. I want every table, every setting to have some baskets of chips and salsa. Really good chips and salsa. Maybe they can pull that off. Maybe they can't. Again, we can bring it in. Whatever we got to do.
Yeah, surely you can get chips and salsa, right?
And are we wasting anybody's time on a salad with this gig or not? I mean, what's the point?
Yeah.
I don't think you need a salad. You know what? There you go. You know what we'd also have there? For no reason whatsoever, only because we could. Remember when you go to Furs and they had that little green jello salad thing by the as you went through the salads and it just
didn't, or the broccoli salad?
Yeah. Throw that out there, right? Yeah. Okay, so there we go. We got the appetizer taken care of. The main course, I don't know, we'll have to we can think on the main course. We're setting a trend though here, I think. Texter on the text line where the cool texters are says I actually grew up watching baseball and then would just get bored watching it. There's just not enough excitement, so I grew out of watching baseball. We live in a short attention span world, which is why I'm sorry, I got bored with the text. Attention span, which is why YouTube shorts are so popular. So somehow they need to make the game more exciting or entertaining before I go to watch again. Okay, let's deconstruct the text just a little bit, because what I think is an exciting baseball game may not be what you think is an exciting baseball game. What you think is boring and nothing going on, I'm seeing a million moving parts at one time in a baseball game.
If you don't think things were going on this weekend between Texas Tech and TCU, you just didn't watch.
And I'm not, you know, rebuffing the texter. I get what the texter is saying.
Sure, but that's also a personal problem.
Yeah, and at the risk, I'm sounding like soccer guy. Well, you just don't like soccer because you don't understand, man. Well, yeah, that may be part of it. Yeah, I probably don't get.
There were 36 runs on Friday night.
Do they?
I think people think of Major League Baseball with 2-0 games, or like the Rangers Baltimore last night.
Right.
Now, you and I could watch that game and say, well, yeah, but you had six double plays and some action in the outfield and the manager's going back and forth with pitching changes. That's all part of the game.
Yep.
It's all the game within the game. And then this
beautiful
texter just
diving
wants,
catch.
Yeah, this texter just wants 7 home runs, which I understand. Those are exciting.
That's what I get to is what do people consider exciting for baseball? Is it just purely runs? Is it just purely 429-foot tape measure shots? Is that it? That's all? It's offense. It's runs.
I will say college baseball would benefit from a strike zone that's the entire plate, because on Saturday about 3 inches inside the plate, which would be, you know, a 14-inch plate instead of a 17-inch plate.
Yeah, I've been saying it for years. As long as those guys are allowed to hold metal sticks up there, the pitcher should be given much, much strike zone latitude. And it also, again, speeds up the game, because then what are batters doing?
Striking out.
They're swinging.
And walks,
they might hit it, they might strike out, but they're swinging.
Walks are boring.
Yes.
And you see a lot of walks in the college baseball game.
And that is something that I think has trended the wrong direction over the years, is the smaller and smaller strike zone at the college level. And I've heard it articulated by some smart people saying, well, as the game has grown and as college baseball has improved, these pitchers have improved, and therefore we can have a smaller zone. Huh? That doesn't make any sense to me. That's like saying in basketball, well, these guys have gotten a lot more athletic than the 1960s and 70s. And you look at these cats today, we're going to make the rim 10.5 feet high. Why are we punishing them? The strike zone should be the strike zone. It should not be dependent. If they would just call the real and actual strike zone, Rob, we would see a full plate. We would see a belt high and maybe a couple of baseballs above the belt a strike, which should be, in my opinion.
Also, this is going to go for every sport and every conversation about officials and umpires we ever have. I just want them to be consistent.
Yes.
Because that's another thing about baseball, is you can go to 4 different games on 4 different weekends and watch 4 different styles of umpiring, and you can't get used to it.
Yeah. And I say all this.
Like, well, last week they did this. It's like, well, this is a new umpire.
I say all of this saying I still don't want to see Robo ump behind the plate. Can't argue with a robot.
I want a human being back there, but I would not mind balls and strikes being umpired by a robot. This is what the computer saw.
You can't do it in a college game because, again, not every place has the technology.
Right.
To do it. They ain't going to spend that money. Texter put together a Masters Champions dinner menu. We're asking you to do that today. Appetizers, main course, dessert, whatever. It's also two-word Tuesday. Give us 2 words to describe new tech coach Grant McCaslin. And much baseball talk going on early today. 806-855-3712. Texter says, get her done. Let's go barbecue, brisket, jalapeno poppers, completely covered with bacon, smoked sausage, pork, beef ribs, pinto beans, deviled egg, potato salad, fried peach pie, and vanilla ice cream. You redeemed yourself after the deviled egg with the fried peach pie and a little bit of ice cream. But what we really need there, how about we just get some of them good old August pies?
But wait, was that deviled egg, comma, potato salad or deviled egg potato salad?
It says there's no punctuation. It's a voice to text, Rob. I'm hoping it's just deviled egg / potato salad, because I can get behind the potato salad. But deviled eggs, no.
I think a deviled egg potato salad sounds really good. It's like an egg salad, potato salad kind of combo.
Just off on the old deviled egg thing.
I love deviled eggs.
I could eat a dozen eggs of
them right now.
Hard boiled eggs, stuff like that. Cannot do that. Oh.
Do the cold hand Luke, 60 eggs.
50. Why do you have to say 50, Luke? Seemed like a round number.
What was it, 50?
It's 50. Well, you got to say 50, Luke. You ever been in a bar that has the hard boiled eggs in the jar? The pickled eggs.
Yeah, but I've never. Not at a bar.
Yeah.
I don't know how long those have been there.
Long time, probably.
I've had pickled eggs. The texture, that's like the only kind of egg I wouldn't always eat. But a pickled egg and a egg salad is good.
So, like, if I get a salad and it has any sort of egg and I have the option, I tell them, no egg. Hold the clucker. Yeah. Kill the clucker.
Oh, that little sliced egg, and then you
get a Cobb salad.
You mix it in.
Get that Cobb salad and no egg for me.
It's all into the ranch. Oh, yeah. I'm in.
So, you...
I love eggs, man.
you and Matt Wells. A lot of egg options out there. 806-855-3712. We'll do up our final timeout of hour number one. Tech baseball on your mind, we can do that. We're speaking of baseball today, improving the game, maybe improving college baseball if you think it needs improvement, different things like that. Two-word Tuesday, Grant McCaslin. Give us two words to describe your new Tech basketball coach if you're a Tech fan. And then finally, let's build your Masters champion dinner menu. Appetizers, main course, desserts, beverages. What do you got? 806-855-3712. Quick break. We'll finish up hour number one strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Here's Action Update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The University of Connecticut Huskies captured the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship, beating San Diego State 76-59 on Monday night. UConn was favored by 7. The over was 135. Adama Sanogo had 17 points and 10 rebounds for the Huskies. They became the 15th since the bracket expanded in 1985 to win all six NCAA tournament games by double digits. Sanogo named the most outstanding player of the Final Four. For the Huskies, it's their fifth men's basketball title and first since 2014. The NHL and NBA postseason fast approaching. The Boston Bruins, the favorite to win the Stanley Cup at +380. Milwaukee, the NBA favorite at +310. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro here in the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 San Angelo. You can give us wind updates if you want to around West Texas. Got us in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. It already looks just disgusting out there. Two-word Tuesday, Grant McCaslin. Give us two words to describe Tech's new head coach. And then it's like a headline. You can extend the story. Best thing ever ate. Great show on Food Network. Today, your Masters Champions dinner menu, please. What you win the Masters, you get to do the menu for the next year. It's always really interesting what guys come up with. What would your menu be? From the appetizers to the main course, desserts, whatever you want, you can do it. 806-855-3712. That and a whole lot of baseball today. Texter says, going appetizers, jalapeno poppers, boudin balls, and no salad. Thank you. Main course, 21-ounce porterhouse, cooked medium rare. And Bobby? Anyone who asks for well done will be asked politely but firmly to leave. Waffle fries. Twice-baked potato casserole. Ah. The underrated twice-baked potato casserole. Twice-baked stuffed potatoes are tremendous. Yeah. You put them back in to finish. You get the little top on it back in there. You put a little more cheese on top. Mm. Dessert would be peach cobbler, cherry pie, and vanilla ice cream. Solid. I can get down with everything on that menu. Texter, I'm not even saving more. Hell, let's try this in English, shall we? For our English-speaking audience on Channel 2, I'm not even saying more home runs, just more entertaining is all. I honestly don't know if you could make much changes, work out totally without totally changing the game. Two words, grant expectations. Nicely done. Okay, again... I'm not picking on the texter. This is a great text because it allows us to generate discussion. It allows us to go back and forth. I'm not afraid of these discussions like Chad Hasty is on his little show.
Yeah.
You know, he basically wants you to just tell him how great he is and say one thing and that's it. I don't mind having conversations. I'm not afraid like Hasty. So just more entertaining. Then what is more entertaining?
I was very entertained, and I was at the ballpark for 13 and a half hours this weekend.
I don't understand what the entertainment aspect is.
And again, I think the texter is talking about Major League Baseball.
Maybe.
Because college baseball always has stuff going on.
Yeah.
Always.
So I mean,
you don't generally see, at least with Texas Tech, a 2-1 game in the ninth.
Yeah. And this is, again, where I say this is the danger that I think many sports, not just baseball, fall into of trying to get a fan who is not going to be a fan of your sport because they're not a fan of your sport.
When that's why college baseball games aren't on ESPN all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's a small market game. college baseball.
It is still moderately a niche sport in the American sports landscape.
I wish more people loved it. There were 4,000 people at the games this weekend. Pretty good crowd. The Saturday crowd was standing room only for a while.
Yeah.
We had people, we were on the top row and people were standing behind us in that little gap in between the...
You know, it is regionally popular throughout the South, the Southwest, but even the good programs in the Pac-12, they don't get a lot of fans.
Right.
There's very little fan support. Their facilities are not what you would think they would be when you hear about places like Cal State Fullerton and whatever.
Yeah, I've never been to Palo Alto, but I would love to...
I mean, Sunken Diamond's nice, but it's not, you know, it ain't Duty Noble.
Right.
I mean, it's nice. It's still a regional sport in that way. Texter, fried mushrooms on the menu, stuffed jalapeno poppers, mountain oysters, tomahawk bone-in ribeye, fully loaded baked potatoes, onion rings, and the 50-yard line cheese rolls and blueberry muffins, apple pie, bluebell homemade ice cream. There's nothing about that I don't like. If we were doing that one on that menu item, I'd be calling up the guys at Jazz saying, we're going to need some zooks and shrooms shipped to Augusta, Georgia. Don't be chintzy. Some guy named Hootie's paying for it. We don't really know. Another texter, chips and salsa, homemade tortillas, carne guisada, beef, chicken, shrimp fajitas, sopapilla with honey or strawberries for dessert. That would be fantastic, too. You're building your own Masters Champions dinner today for us. What are you going to have? What are your appetizers? Main course, two desserts. What do you got for us? Two Word Tuesday for Grant McCasland. It's just like a headline. You give us a headline, you give us two words to describe it, and then off you go. We're talking a lot about baseball today. We can speak specifically of Texas Tech and ACU tonight. It's really weird to say must win, but, you know, it is. It's must win. You cannot drop these games. You can't have any more games like you had against New Mexico last week in Albuquerque. So at least this one is home, where Texas Tech had enjoyed a lot of success, I believe, against ACU over the years. Yeah, what are the numbers? 35-17, 24-7 at home. You're 9-10 away, 2-0 neutral. Last 10, you're 9-1. This may be one of the longest running, not running series, but oldest going back to 1927. When I saw the release, you know, and I was looking at the series scores, I'm like, well, there's an awful typo. 502-27. By the way, that was a 5-3 win in Abilene for Tech. And then in Lubbock, they got beat 13-12 in 27. Now, see, that might have been an exciting game for the texter right there. Go back to 1927, 13-12. It's fantastic. I wonder if we can get Don Williams' game story on that. That's got to be available somewhere on the website. Your lone loss was last year, obviously, 8-5 in the last 10. Before that, you hadn't lost to them since 1976. A lightly played series over the last couple of decades for obvious reasons. 806-855-3712 for you to get in. Two Word Tuesday, Grant McCasland the topic. Build that champion's dinner menu for us. Oh, and we got to talk about Jill Biden, First Lady of the United States. We don't have to, but I will. 806-855-3712. Top of the hour break, it's quick. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network. Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, featuring Rob Bro.
Okay, so if I go to a restaurant and I order eggs and bacon, I'm going over easy. But if I'm at the house, I'm making scrambled eggs. And then, you know, Jen makes egg sandwiches quite a bit, so that's scrambled eggs. So I'd say both. Of those two types, I know there's multiple other kinds. Sunny side up, right? Over medium. What else? Poached? Yeah, I'm not into that, but some are. What do you like, Don? Yeah, we're see eye to eye with you, Don.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again, Rob. I don't know how we did it. I don't know how we're doing this. I just know it's unsustainable at this point. It truly is. But we have turned morning to afternoon with the wonderful help of you great people listening from the Arctic Air Studios on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. It's Tuesday, two-word Tuesday around here. We give you a topic, you give us two words on it, then you can write the rest of the story. It's like a headline. Grant McCasland is your two-word Tuesday topic. And then always Food on Tuesdays, best thing I ever ate. Great show. If you're missing it, you're missing it on Food Network. Today, you guys get to put together your own Masters Champions dinner menu. What will be on your menu? Appetizers, main course, dessert, beverages. A lot of them, you know, have, you know, special wines brought out, or, you know, beers, or, you know, stuff like that. Whatever you want to do. Hey, you're the champion. You get to do it. We can also discuss Tech baseball, ACU tonight, and we're continuing a discussion from the Rob Bro Show yesterday. Rob Bro Show 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 about, you know, Major League Baseball making rule changes to try to speed up the game. What are the things college baseball can do, if anything, to make the game better? Do they need to make the game better? I guess you always want to be in the mode of trying to improve your product, so that goes without saying. But you guys let us know, 806-855-3712. He's Rob Bro, at Rob Bro Show on Twitter, and one-third of the Gambling Gauchos. I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. Come back 6:30-ish tonight. We'll have the daily broadcast recap the day together. And you can find what we do on our website, theraiderland.com. Hope you guys take advantage of all that. Let's see. Texters are on the text line, which is where the good texters are. Says, I don't know of anything they could do to make baseball more entertaining for me, but I don't think they should try to. They risk compromising the sport for the true baseball fan, says said texter. I agree with that. That's a very self-aware texter right there. To what we have said, I always go back and forth between what baseball does, trying to chase this elusive fan, the so-called elusive fan that NASCAR for 20 years going on now. Well, 19, I guess, because they hated it when Matt Kenseth ran away with the championship and the last few races didn't matter because he had such a big points lead that nobody was going to catch him. They hated that. So then I think that was 03. Then I think 04 is when they put in the first playoff designation. And that really began the slow erosion of the hypergrowth of NASCAR from the late 90s to the mid-2000s, and they tinkered and they changed. We're going to make racing better. We're going to introduce what we're going to call the Car of Tomorrow, COT. It was a total crap box. Horrible. Horrible racing. Now we're going to do this. This will be better. And almost everything that the France family running NASCAR did for 15 going on 20 years doesn't work, and they're losing fans, and they wonder why. Because they're trying to get people to watch a sport. Hey, either you like racing or you don't like racing. You know? I mean, either you're into NASCAR or you're into IndyCar or Formula One, or you're not. That's just the way it is on some sports. Now, you can pick up a few fans here and there along the way, but a lot of sports are really fairly polarizing. It's unique and rare, the sport, to me, that isn't moderately polarizing when it comes to fans, and that either you're a fan of it or you're not. Some sports do have casual fans. I think football probably has the most casual fan. After that, maybe college football has casual fan guy.
Yeah, and it's really easy to be casual fan because you can watch a game or two a year. Like, let's say you watch three games a year. That's a quarter of the season. That's a pretty good chunk of the season.
Right.
If you watch three baseball games, if you go to one series,
you've not seen all the games for the week.
Yeah, that's, you know, a 12th. How many baseball games are you playing?
Yeah, 162. Of college baseball, 56.
Like basketball, you watch five or six games. That's a pretty good chunk. Football, you watch 3 games. That's a pretty good chunk. Baseball, you watch 15 games, 20 games to have the same amount of chunk. So it's, I mean, there are 24 conference games just in baseball, and that's not even half your season.
Yeah. Doughboy's checked in. Our resident trucker in Raiderland is okay. Good news, people. If you see him out there, give him a wave, guns up, and a honk. He's in Jewett, Texas, headed to the hometown of Tracy Lawrence, Foreman, Arkansas. Do you know where Foreman is?
It's in Arkansas.
There you got it. Nailed it. Gold bracelet. The Doughboy says, I would have beef ribs flown in from Pinkerton's Barbecue and potato salad, pulled pork sandwiches, all the fixings, mac and cheese, fried okra. We have the first fried okra, and I'm down with it. Italian cut green beans, pecan pie, and key lime pie, your choice, and cold Lone Star beer to wash it all down. That is a Masters Champion dinner menu. I might have to work at some of the sides. We hadn't decided on our main course yet on what it would be. We'd got the poppers on there, though, for sure.
I mean, the easy answer is like a ribeye.
Yeah, but I mean,
but you don't want to get a little crazy, right?
I think so, yeah. I think we're doing something different than just a ribeye. I love a ribeye. But my main course would have to be something even, you know, I mean, being from West Texas, we could always go with a little Tex-Mex.
Yeah, like a fajita bar.
Yeah, fajita bar, taco bar, bottomless margaritas.
Mexican stack.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Can we add like a 7-layer dip onto this thing now?
There you go.
Texter says, 2 words for Coach McCasland. Truth stretcher. Saying that he picked the date to be introduced as new head coach, anniversary of Texas National Championship. Lady Raiders was actually conveniently in aligning with his schedule.
That's not what he said.
Yeah.
The Lady Raiders National Championship anniversary was last week.
Yeah.
He did it on the final Monday of the basketball season. And, yeah, probably just aligned with the schedule. But he was referencing the national championship game that night, not anything that had previously been won.
Right.
And it's not the anniversary of when Texas Tech played in the championship either.
No, because that was the second?
Yeah, it was just the first Monday in April was all it was.
Ah, it's that time. Basketball season is over, Rob. We can return our attention to the Pac-12 implosion and what is going to go on. And George Klyavkov, a texter, says, with Mr. Wilner reporting that SDSU is expected to get a formal invite to the Pac-12, it would be gangster if Yormark kneecaps the Pac-12 by accepting SDSU and Arizona into the Big 12 tomorrow. San Diego State, in my opinion, the only reason you would have San Diego State in the Big 12 is if you can't get any other Pac-12 school. That's the only reason why you would be doing that. That if it's just Arizona and Utah decides they're going down with the ship and Arizona State just can't do it, Colorado doesn't do it, to me that's the only thing I would see where I go, yeah, okay, bring in San Diego State. I can get Southern California without San Diego State. The Arizona schools have a ton of students that come in from Southern California because they want to get away from mommy and daddy.
Right.
And that, so they go party there in Phoenix and in Tucson. Also, I don't think anything will happen in the next couple of days, which means something will happen because the Arizona president is out of the country right now. Klyavkov has done another song and dance stall routine, saying we can't have anything ready to go by the whatever 15th deadline, so-called deadline. So I think we'll wander around here for a month, probably, on this. You know?
What happens first? Pac-12 movement or the streak ending of turning morning into afternoon?
Boy, that's dicey on all fronts, right?
Run out of steam, maybe.
That
on both accounts.
It just, it's like I said, even Cal Ripken Jr. took a day off, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Texter wants to know, have you seen clarification anywhere as to what Scotty style means on Scheffler's menu? No, I've not. And I'm afraid to ask, quite frankly. As for mine, I'm going Vegas buffet with the following stations. Omelet, crepe, pizza, slider, wing, enchilada, Texas barbecue, Cajun cobbler. Not Cajun cobbler, but Cajun food.
That would be something.
That's pretty, I kind of like the idea. When you said, like, fajita bar, literally, that, yeah. Hey, it's just, you get up in your green jacket and you're going over
the Golden
there.
Golden Corral.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything going on right there.
I think maybe like a chicken fried steak if you're trying to honor West Texas.
Texter says, Rob sort of swerved into it with the consistency of the officiating. It rings true in all sports, but not all sports are created equal. Baseball and basketball up the frustration factor over that of football due to the sheer volume of calls made by the Zebras. And to the casual fan, this makes for less than an enjoyable experience. I get what they're saying. You know?
Yeah.
Two Word Tuesday, the end. The end.
Grant McCaslin's the end?
Yeah.
The end of the search?
Yeah, guess so. The end of the road? The end of his career? He will spend it all here? I don't know.
You have to carry him out in a pine box?
Texter, I'm not a baseball fan, but I'm a Tech fan, so I'll go out of my way to watch a Tech baseball and softball game. Same goes for basketball. It's enjoyable to me. Yeah.
If you don't, if I'll say this. If you don't think baseball is exciting, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Not everyone has to be a baseball fan. We're not going to hammer you if you don't like
baseball. That's why they got different flavors of ice cream.
And you're not any less of a Texas Tech fan if you don't like baseball. You can still support, okay? You can do all of the things.
Yeah.
I will encourage you to check out some softball. It's a smaller field.
Fast-paced game.
It's a fast-paced game. Every ball is got to, basically. You hit a lot of singles or home runs.
And the new Tech coach has them swinging for the fences.
You're hitting, you're three away from the record. Won a series against Iowa State this weekend for home runs in a season. I think three away.
Yeah.
But just college softball in general, just check ESPN Plus, try to find a college softball game. That might be more up your alley. College softball is really high level stuff. I really enjoy watching.
And I don't know
softball.
That I've ever seen players have more fun playing a sport than college softball players.
Absolutely.
There is constant cheering, chanting, hijinks.
Yes.
Hijinks. A lot of hijinks going on. You talk about loving a game and it coming across, it shows.
Absolutely.
We'll see somebody put a banana on Tim Tadlock's head the next time he's getting interviewed in games. See how that goes over.
Yeah, you think they'd like that? Stacking cups on his hat.
Got to take the break. You guys get on the text line. Get your Masters Champion dinner menu built today. Two Word Tuesday. Grant McCaslin, the topic. Give us two words to describe your new Tech basketball coach. A lot of baseball discussion. You name it, it's on the show. 806-855-3712. Use that 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida. 806-855-3712. Quick timeout. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro going to 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios. We got you on Talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports, ESPN 960 San Angelo. Rob Bro Show comes your way from 1 to 2, Monday through Friday. Head Tip Cooking Channel, best thing ever, right? We're always talking food on Tuesdays. And today, the topic, your Masters Champions Dinner Menu. You win the Masters, you get to plan the menu for the next year's Champions Dinner. It's a moderately exclusive event, one might say. And the champions always have fun with it, either going regional, native. What was it? Was it Ian Woosnam? I'm trying to remember. One cat, you know, had like haggis or something, you know, from the old country. I bet everybody's fired up about that. It also led to a bit of a controversy back in 1997.
Uh-oh.
Well, let's just say after Tiger Woods won the first time, Fuzzy Zeller made an off-color remark about whatever it is those people eat. Good job, Fuzzy.
Yeah.
Good job. Good move on that one. The last time Tiger won, he planned the menu all around his kids. It was basically all like, that, you know, like pizza, chicken nuggets and things like that. I thought that was pretty cool, man. Let's see. Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712. Oh, yeah, it's also Two-Word Tuesday. Grant McCaslin, your topic, new tech coach. Macaroni salad, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, cream gravy, green beans, homemade yeast rolls, and for dessert, milkshakes. Also, they said I'll add fried okra and maybe jalapeno cream gravy.
That's a good one.
That's solid West Texas greatness right there. You know? Doughboy, talking about the Pac-12, isn't a deadline for a reason. If you got nothing by the deadline, then you got nothing. Move along, nothing to see here. That's the problem. Everyone is using stall tactics, not being held to the fire. They've been BSing around long enough. Yeah, I mean, there's the whole deadline was an artificially created deadline. Their media rights aren't up for another, is it a full year? Till their window was supposed to open, if not a full year, I think it's close to a full year. But that deadline was seemingly imposed by some Pac-12 administrators, CEOs, that particularly after the Big 12 crushed them and beat them to the window, then that narrative of, well, see, this will be better for us. You know, we were going to go first, but we realized if we wait and Disney has all these cutbacks and fires and lays off a bunch of people, and Fox, you know, has no more money to spend on college rights, really. Yeah, this will be better. So, I don't think anything will happen during this month. Texter on the end for Two-Word Tuesday. Guys, come on, McCaslin said that the end of the season is the goal, to be playing in the final game. Okay, well, yeah, you should. See, this is why, this is caller seminar, Texter seminar here. This is why I say it's a headline. Then you give the rest of the story. You give the rest of the story after that. What was the final count of potential returnees that were there yesterday? What was it? Pop Isaacs was there.
It was everyone not in the portal. Yeah. And Davian Harmon.
Yeah. Bacho was there.
Bacho was there. Lamar Washington.
Yeah.
Lindsey.
So, don't know if attendance was mandatory. But
And Davian Harmon had his wisdom teeth taken out. People were freaking out.
Oh, yeah. And he posted yesterday. That's always fun. Do you ever have yours taken out?
No, still in there.
Yeah, good luck.
I will say this, though. If I was David Harmon, I would be really frustrated with the response to me not being there without knowing any of the details.
Right.
I know it was just a few people, but it was basically a good riddance.
Yeah.
And it's like he literally couldn't be there.
Yeah. Shows you how quick they turn. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised. And it's probably the usual suspects when it comes to the type of people who are doing things like that on social media.
Yeah.
Tech platforms or otherwise.
Oh, certainly. It's not just tech fans.
Yeah. I thought I'd missed a text here, but I think I got that one in. All right. 806-855-3712 for you guys to join via the text line. It's early. I'm off a bandwagon. First Lady of the United States, Jill Biden, yesterday. God, is this not so emblematic, though, of where we are in this country right now for a lot of reasons? She said, you know, we can't just have LSU come to the White House. We should have that Iowa. We need to have Iowa come and celebrate them and how hard they worked and how hard they played and what a great season. And, you know, we should really have both teams come. I mean, there's your participation trophy in action. And one, it's incredibly insulting to two groups of players.
Yeah.
The Iowa players, it's so demeaning to them. And do you think they really want to be there with LSU? Hell no. And two, it's insulting to LSU.
Yeah,
actually won and earned the right, the long-standing tradition now of sports teams being honored at the White House.
Do you think Kim Mulkey wants to go to the White House?
I don't know. She's already been.
Yeah, we saw a lot of people not go during the Trump era.
Yeah.
I feel like Mulkey might decline to go and shake Joe Biden's head.
I don't know. I don't know her politics. Truly, I don't. I know her fashion. Now, if Elton John were hosting a dinner, you know.
They could trade jackets.
What was the line somebody used? You're not going to beat a coach who looks like they're part of Siegfried and Roy.
It's magic.
You gotta know that is factual. But yeah, that's just, I can believe they would say that because it shows a total disconnect to actually what's going on. You know, it was funny when the Lady Raiders went there in 93. I'm not going to say which one, but they were outside in the Rose Garden in that area. So that was when Bill Clinton, they had a cat named Sox. One of the players spies the cat and starts to go over there, you know, by this tree or wherever the cat is lounging. And I think I've got this story right. As she gets over there by the tree and by the cat, a Secret Service agent pops out from behind the tree. I'm sorry, ma'am, but you will not be allowed to pick up the cat, please. Now, I don't know if the agent is particularly assigned to the cat at all times.
Right.
Or just that's his spot behind the tree. But, yeah, you couldn't just go pick up the cat. I mean, come on. It's a cat. The first cat. Texter, the entire meat menu from Brazilian steakhouses for their Masters champion dinner. Jose Maria Olazabal would sign off on that one, I'm pretty sure. Maybe Angel Jimenez. All right, we got more text messages on the other side. Your Masters Champions dinner menu, what's going to be on it? Two-word Tuesday, give us two words for Grant McCaslin. And then we've got Tech Baseball ACU, whatever else may be on your mind. 806-855-3712. Quick bottom of the hour break. Try and I, it's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking it till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios, ESPN 960 in San Angelo. If the wind is blowing down there like it is here, we may have people listening in some faraway places on that 960 signal today if it gets carried along. In Lubbock, Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Rob Bro Show coming your way after we are done. From 1 to 2 every Monday through Friday. It is Two Word Tuesday. We give you a topic, you give us two words, and then expand the story. Grant McCaslin, the topic today. And always on Tuesdays, a little food. Hat Tip Cooking Channel, best thing I ever ate. Great show. Give us your Masters Champions dinner menu. What would be your menu? Appetizers, main course, desserts, beverages. Hey, go all out. You won the Masters. You might never get a chance to do this again. So get in on that. Get on the text line, 806-855-3712. Always use the 806. I know people know that by now, but still every now and then we find out that that's not the case. Tech baseball tonight, lovely weather. Let's play two. Rob, why they really should have, you know, done a day-night, and we could add a 1 o'clock and a 7 o'clock. Get two crowds in on the daylight today. Would you want your hot dog with dirt or no dirt today, sir? Texter, Kirby said that Power 5 programs and two SEC programs were interested in Grant McCaslin. What does SEC guy think about this hiring? Is SEC guy still around?
I don't know.
I don't know.
We're pretty hard on him a couple of times.
Yep.
Yeah, and if you look at, so 2 years ago, McCaslin allegedly lobbied for the job, right?
That's what we understand. I think we're comfortable with that.
So what Power 5 jobs have been open since? Did Mississippi State reach out?
Yeah.
Did Florida reach out?
LSU?
LSU
was in that time
frame. Did LSU reach out? Did Kansas State
potentially
reach out? Because they went after a different Drew Scott disciple. Iowa State has been open since? Or was open at the same time?
I think it was open at the same time.
At the same time, yeah.
So, yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
A lot of good jobs open that he passed on to come home to West Texas.
I think that was one of the things early on that you were looking at the McCaslin candidacy going, okay, but he's still at North Texas. You know, with all that success, why hasn't he?
You know, you look at a guy who's been at a place like that, and he's either Seth Luttrell or Jeff Traylor.
Right.
He either passed up on an opportunity, his opportunity, and lost it, or he's just a guy at a place he likes that's waiting on a good spot.
Yeah, that he's successful. He knows he can stay successful there.
What makes Jeff Traylor great does not make him great in Mississippi.
Mm-mm. No.
And I think maybe what makes McCaslin good and great, potentially, is that he's around family and in a place he understands, in a culture he fits.
And, man, that's a lot of self-awareness that a lot of coaches don't have, that I think younger coaches in particular panic sometimes and will take a wrong job.
Yep.
Because it's conceivably a step up, or it is going to further your career.
Well, you saw Beard go all over the country.
Yeah. But then you also have the Sonny Dykes fiasco at a Cal that he was never going to be a good fit there.
Right.
It was a Pac-12 job, but it's not a great college football job, that in leaving Ruston and Louisiana Tech, that he could have, they weren't going to have a huge dip down there at La Tech. He was going to remain a competitive coach. In another year cycle, maybe you're going to fill in the blank, but you're not having to go to a place like Cal.
Right.
That you see coaches do the opposite of the Seth Luttrell thing, and sometimes you hurt your career by where you go.
And I have grown an appreciation for McCaslin. I think it's a good hire. They've said all the right things about it, but I'm still in wait and see mode on
Let's see a staff.
Let's see a roster.
Yeah.
But there's also some things I didn't realize that make him an even better fit here. His granddad played football here.
Footballer there in the
50s. His sister went to Texas Tech. And so often we're like, well, we don't need, or at least I am.
Yeah.
I'm always we don't need a Texas Tech graduate to coach here. Other guys can come and coach here, but I do think it's important to have some regionality.
I agree.
And some culture.
And that helps you understand the culture.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a hell of a lot more Tech ties than Chris Beard ever did, even with Beard living in Lubbock during the Bob Knight era for a few years. That he has much more connection. And that's why I said yesterday, you know, somebody was joking about the weather, you know, and the dirt and everything. He's seen it.
Yeah.
He knows this is not some, you know, shell shock moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets it.
They flew in on Friday and somebody said, sorry, the weather.
Yeah.
And he said, I wouldn't have recognized it if it wasn't like this.
That's how you know you're here.
And again, there was another moment weeks ago where texters were saying this is a Matt Wells hire. Yeah, you know, if McCaslin brings his whole staff from North Texas, then there's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
But again, McCaslin has been around this region. He coached at Midland College. He's had some experience at Texas Tech. He grew up in Texas, right? He went to high school in Texas, yes? In Irving, I believe. So
yeah, I think him and Beard went to the same high school, by the way.
It's not like he is from Oklahoma and then went to Utah for 15 years and then is coming to Lubbock, Texas.
Right.
There is something to be said about the culture of a man in West Texas, right?
And yes. And also, with his wife having played soccer at Texas Tech, she gets it. It's you know, you don't have the wife factor there where, you know, Tuberville's wife couldn't wait to get out of town from everything I was told. Just, hell, maybe Tuberville couldn't. But from everything I was told, you know, she, from day one, didn't like it, couldn't wait to get gone. You don't have to worry about that on this hire. Text her two words, not Joey, but no one is Joey. Press conferences, good, but didn't make me want to immediately buy tickets like Joey's. Yeah, that's a high bar. As I said before the press conference, don't walk out there and try to be Joey McGuire. Be Grant McCaslin. You've got to be authentic. Whatever that is, you must be consistent and authentic.
And he did came across as authentic. I
thought so.
Feel that. And I went I was there. The crowd was pretty good. It's pretty active. A little quick trigger on the applause at points. Couldn't even get a sentence out, but that's how that stuff goes. I did want to mention Kirby bringing up Norrence unplanned was the perfect way to bring up Norrence.
Yes!
That might have been the plan, to bring him up unplanned. Yeah.
And if it was, that was brilliantly executed.
Yeah, and he, you know, Norrence is just so good.
As I said, he should host the press conferences from now on.
He should be the MC, yeah.
Yes. Texter's on the text line, 806-855-3712. We were talking about going to the White House earlier. Texter says, Mulkey will go. She went for George W. Obama and Trump, maybe the only coach to take a team to four different presidents. Let's see. Krzyzewski would have gone Bush. He would have gone 41. Then he would have gone Clinton. I'm almost certain. Yeah, he gets another. Then 43. And then Obama. Krzyzewski had to hit four presidents, I think, during his championships tenure. Without looking at his year by year, I'm almost certain he would have hit four over the years, which is really impressive when you think about it. All right. The old man has texted in with his Master's Champion meal menu. Porterhouse T-bone steak, baked sweet potatoes, ranch-style beans, Caesar's salad, peach cobbler dessert, jalapeno chicken sausage for hors d'oeuvres, Shiner beer, and the best red wine in Augusta's wine vault. I wonder how that works, you know? That if they're they've got to have just an amazing, you know, wine collection there. I wonder if they say, you don't necessarily have to have the $1,200 bottle. How about you have the $600 bottle? Although there at the Masters in Augusta National, there probably aren't any prices on it. Texter, isn't the question of creating your own Masters meal the same as a death row last meal, Raider 316? No.
I mean, there could be some similarities there.
There might be some, but no, totally different. By the way, if I ever had to do that, I want endless everything.
Yeah.
Keep it coming. Oh, I'm not done. It's said endless.
It's like the Babe's chicken where they just keep bringing it out.
What is it? Endless shrimp or endless whatever, Red Lobster or something like that. The endless pasta bowl. I want endless. I don't even care what it is. I may not even like it. I'm still eating here.
Yeah.
Come. I'm still eating.
Got a breaking news tidbit for you before we hit the break. The Las Vegas Raiders have hired former Patriots wide receiver Danny Amendola as their new coaching assistant slash returners. I don't know what the slash is there for. I guess he's going to
work with
assistant special teams.
Yeah, assistant special team.
Amendola joins Patriots employees such as head coach Josh McDaniels, GM Dave Ziegler, and both quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo and Brian Hoyer, as former Patriots now with the Vegas Raiders. Good for him.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he was going to get into coaching. I didn't know what he was going to do, but.
But there he is.
Yeah. So now you have two former Red Raider wide receivers in the NFL coaching circles. You've got a former running back. You've got a former defensive lineman.
Former linebacker. Yeah, we were getting to Mike Smith at the same time.
Where's he at now? He was with the Vikings.
Baltimore? No, he's left ball.
He's been around.
Yeah.
Jets, Packers, Texas Tech, Vikings.
Yeah, he's got a lot of cool shirts probably.
So there you go, Danny Amendola. I would not have pegged him as a coach.
No. Male model?
Yeah, something.
You know?
Realtor?
Most likely to date Giselle? I don't know.
Just celebrity?
He's probably, Amendola's probably married. I'm not implying anything, please. Don't take that the wrong way. You know?
I don't think he is.
Well, then again, Giselle was married too, so. But it had nothing to do with football, their divorce. Thankfully, we got that out in the open. All right, we got to take the final timeout of the day. You guys jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. create your own Masters Champions dinner menu, appetizers, main course, dessert. What do you got on your menu? Two-word Tuesday. Grant McCasland is the topic. Give us two words to describe Tech's new head coach. If you want to talk baseball, we can. They've got ACU coming in tonight. All that, whatever else may be on your mind, 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment of the day. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you to the top of the hour in the Arctic Air Studios. And it's the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 here on Talk 103.9 FM. Got us in San Angelo till then on ESPN 960. Download the app. Keep on listening and texting in to Rob, 806-855-3712. Build your own Masters Champion dinner menu today. Two-word Tuesday topic, Grant McCasland. Describe your new Tech basketball coach. And we've had a lot of baseball discussion as well today. One texter on the aforementioned 806-855-3712 text line. It's changed. It's now Forward Tuesday. Four words, kick McCasland, take names. Nicely done. Well played. Kick McCasland, take names. That'll be a sign. That'll probably be a sign there at United Supermarkets next year. Don't know, says the texter, about Mulkey's politics, but LSU will probably make her go to the White House to keep LSU out of the news. If I was her, I wouldn't walk across the street to shake Sleepy Joe's or Crazy Kamala's hand. Is Danny Amendola guy a texter, or is he a Wes Welker guy, is the question.
That's the Wes Welker guy.
Yeah, this Wes Welker guy is the texter, not Danny Amendola guy.
That Wes Welker be an answer for everything.
It is all Wes Welker, much like it is all West Texas. It is all Wes Welker. 806-855-3712. I'll go back to last night's game one more time. And one, I thought CBS butchered the production values of Nance sign-off, which was, it was barely audible. I mean,
they did him a disservice.
It was barely audible. And then, and our friend Ron Flatter, who's been on this show, great horse racing expert out of Louisville, Kentucky, tweeted this afterwards, and I agreed 100%. And were you watching at the very, very end?
Yeah.
So we have our, here I am basking in the glory of one shining moment, and there it is. And it stops and cold goes into a commercial of a guy putting on deodorant. I mean, there one moment, we're one shining moment with Luther, and the next, armpit guy. Can't do a freeze frame still of the team, of maybe Hurley with the net,
right?
Or even thanks Jim.
It's a bad production.
It just flat out ended. They don't even do that on your local news,
right?
You know, it always, or it seems like this now with that tournament in the Monday night deal. That it's rushed and everybody just wants to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
That's the way that came across last night to me, and I've noticed that the last several years, that they just, it's just like the production team, all right, that's it, go, get gone. You know, I didn't know Tracy Wolfson had been doing 16 years of tournaments in Final Fours until I saw that note last night. Text her on the text line, 806-855-3712. When he's through playing ball, I would love to see Norrence return to Tech in some kind of sports administration capacity, says washed-up guy. You are not alone. That the minute he is done playing professional basketball, he needs to be on the payroll in some form or fashion. And I'm not even joking when I say, let him host the press conferences. Let him MC events like that. Let him be a great face of your program. Of tying some common threads together. A guy who's been there, understands it, knows what it takes.
There are several former players that work in and around the athletic department.
Cam Warren as well, another recent baseballer.
Andrew Sorrells, I believe, or he might have left already, but he was there at the press conference.
Yeah.
I would put Norrence on staff, like in the basketball program. I don't know what kind of title you have to give him, but I don't think you'd go wrong with making him your director of player development.
No. I mean, just anything. Just he needs to be in the building.
I mean, he could be Tommy McVay and be around for the next six coaches.
You know,
just never fire North.
He is the perfect example. John Maxwell, I don't know if you've ever read any of his books or anything. He wrote a good one 20-some-odd years ago called The 360-Degree Leader, and it's basically the gist is great leaders are leaders no matter what position they're in a company or in a structure or an organization. That you can be the janitor, you can be the CEO, and you can be anywhere in between, but a great leader emerges and creates good culture no matter where they are. And that, and Norns Odiasi to me is a perfect example of that, that no matter what role you put him in, he's going to have a far bigger impact, in my opinion, on the structure of your, you know, department, what business, whatever you want to call it, team, that he's that kind of guy. Highly recommend the book if you've never read it. Texter, Master's Meal, jumbo shrimp, big Texan-sized New York strip, cheese enchiladas, rice, and ranch-style beans. It also says the CBS crew probably has all to get to Augusta by midday Tuesday. But it just, everything seemed rushed.
Yeah.
Everything seemed rushed there at the end.
Surely a company like CBS has some guys they can send down and set up and not have to use the same crew.
Yeah. You'd think. But I guess I'm still just a little bitter about what I thought was Nance getting the short shrift. And I make fun of him, call him the animatronic Jim Nance, you know, replaced by computer in 2000 or so. But the dude does it right.
It could be a legitimate thought that Nance didn't want to do anything special. Seems like that kind of guy. But you could have him, like, put the camera on him to let him sign off.
Yeah.
Because didn't he just do it over the credits?
Yeah. Well, Jim, thank you for being our friend, all right? Right back at you. Get some sleep. The Rob Bro Show is looming. It'll be coming at you for the next hour here on Talk 103.9 FM. I'll be with you tonight, theraiderland.com, on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. Join the show, Twitter Live, around 6:30. We'll recap the day's events together by then. Enjoy the Rob Bro Show. Text line still works, 806-855-3712. Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Wednesday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.